You know, let's go here to the table for a minute, because I want to show something. The table in front of us, we have an example of these school lunches and what was used and what they used to look like and how the program is trying to improve them. Let's look at plate one. This is what a typical lunch menu used to look like. A slice of pizza, some canned pineapples, some French fries, ketchup, and a cup of chocolate milk. This adds up to 750 calories, 26 grams of fat, over 1,200 milligrams of sodium. That's a lot of salt and 42 grams of sugar. What parent would want their kids eating this junk, Tom?
Not me. I have a couple kids. I have three children, and I don't feed them this junk at all. You know, you have a much healthier plate here.
Now, let's look at here where you're mm-hmm. talking. This is what we would get with the first ladies. This is after
sure.
the implementation. Slice of whole wheat pizza, some baked sweet potato fries, grape mm-hmm. tomatoes with low-fat ranch dip, applesauce, and some low-fat milk. This adds up to just under 500 mm-hmm. calories, 14 grams of fat, 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 31 grams of sugar. There's still pizza and fries,
right.
but it's significantly healthier than when the kids were eating previously
right.
with our first table.
Exactly.
What do you say to Republicans that are going against this?
Well, you know what? It's really, what Republicans are doing, it's nothing about what's on this plate at all. This is about $10 billion that is being spent in the school lunch program and giving that money away to their corporate partners. This is about big food. That's all this is about. This isn't about what's on this plate at all. This is about giving money back to the people that supported the Republicans. You know, Adderholt, when he was asked recently in committee if he wanted to gut this entire program, his response was, not in this bill.
That's, yeah.
Not in this bill.
Like,
so it's
like
very telling.
There's another bill. They have another bill.
Right,
actually.
So it's not about. But if you look at this plate, you know, they don't look very dissimilar. They look pretty much the same. Some of the big differences here. Over here, you have ketchup. So back in the 80s, that was declared a vegetable. But here, you actually have tomatoes, the actual vegetable.
Right.
So there's fiber in here. There's not a lot of sugar. You have whole milk instead of chocolate milk. You have some whole grains in here. And you have sweet potatoes that have a lot more fiber. This is a much more healthy diet.
Your kid in school with the school lunch is not giving up having an appealing and tasteful meal.
No. And I think what everybody has to understand is that nutrition and learning go hand in hand.
Right.
It's as important what we're feeding our children and getting their brains ready to learn is